I am an artist.
Nenu oka kalakarini.
Mai ek artist.
Soy una artista.
Io sono un artista.
Eu sou uma artista.
Uloni babinian. Seniman.
Ene artist nen.
An artiste.
Eu sou uma artista.
Mai kalakar hun.
Mai ek kalakar hun.
Soy un artista.
I am an artist.
When I reflect back on season one of Beyond Beauty, I'm reminded of the powerful, eye-opening conversations that gave me a glimpse into so many rich creative worlds that these incredible women artists live and create every day. When I spoke with Dr. Maria Helena Pinto, I felt the depth of her connection to choreography as a form of expression and resistance. Her work doesn't just live in the realm of dance, it bridges movement and activism. The way she uses her body to tell stories of Mozambican women left me thinking about the power of dance to spark change. Manal Aldoyan's ability to turn everyday objects into statements of protest really stayed with me. In a place like Saudi Arabia, where expression is so limited, particularly for women, her creativity felt like a form of survival. I couldn't stop thinking about how she used the permission to travel documents in Suspended Together, a simple piece of paper with so much weight behind it, to highlight the control over women's mobility. Her work shows us how the smallest objects can carry the heaviest meaning. Talking to Kennedy Yanko was a reminder of how much the materials we work with shape us, not just the other way around. She doesn't just use metal and paint skin. She listens to them, lets them lead her process. It's like a collaboration. She made me rethink how I understand art making and how the materials we discard or overlook have their own stories to tell. Her relationship with the physical world really challenges the idea of what art is supposed to be. And then there's Adebumi Gadebo. Her practice takes materials like black hair, indigo dye, and plantation soil and turns them into vessels for memory and history. The way she connects her work to the land and the people who lived on it, especially in spaces tied to slavery, felt deeply personal and touching for me as an African-American person on a visceral level. She's not just creating art, she's keeping history alive and centering Black identity in a way that feels both raw and healing. Each guest brought a unique perspective that challenged and expanded my own views of art and its impact. The discussions around the complexities of diasporic experiences and the intersections of identity and artistic expression were enlightening and profoundly moving. As I reflect on these conversations, I'm reminded of the power of art to transcend boundaries and act as a bridge between cultures and histories. This season has not only been about showcasing talent, but also amplifying voices that embody resilience and transformation. The feedback from listeners, the engaging dialogues post-episodes, and the sense of community we've built around these narratives reaffirm the importance of this platform. Looking ahead, I'm so excited to bring forward more stories that need to be heard and to continue this incredible journey of celebrating and learning from women artists, global women artists who inspire and challenge us. Stay tuned for more episodes that promise to enrich, challenge, and transform our understanding of beauty and artistry beyond borders. Thank you for joining us on this enlightening expedition through the world of women artists from the Global South and its diasporas. We hope you've been inspired by the stories shared and perspectives explored. Remember, beauty knows no bounds and creativity thrives in every corner of the globe. Keep seeking out the voices that challenge, uplift, and redefine our understanding of art and culture. Until next time, stay curious, stay open-minded, and continue to explore the beauty that lies beyond beauty.